At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so we're here still at E3 2018, and now we're checking out the new Destiny Year 2 content. But we have...
I'm Steve Cotton. I'm the game director for Forsaken.
And?
My name's Matt Teager. I go by Teej. I'm the game director at High Moon Studios.
So tell us a little bit about this new content. I know you guys had a live stream, a couple weeks ago or so? And it seems like the fans were really excited about it. You know, can you tell us a little about the expansion?
Well, we're really excited to show it off too, so I'm glad everybody's excited about it. The new expansion, we wanted to tell a new story. We wanted it to have a different tone. We've talked a lot about how the tone is darker, it's gritty. We wanted it to have consequence. In a world filled with immortal heroes, it's hard to have consequence. And so I think that led us to how we've kicked off the story with your friend and your mentor being killed, and that sets the player on a path of revenge.
And also multiplayer, right? You guys had like a new
whole lot going on. This week.
I did. I talked about the story.
By the way, I like the story. So
yeah, thank you very much.
So okay, you started like that.
All right.
You
want me to keep going? And then the second goal, and actually, probably the biggest goal for us was to reinforce the hobby of Destiny. We wanted to bring the hobby and the depth back to the game. And so we have added a lot of new features that we think do that. And it's also in kind of the way that we've put things out in the world and multiple things out in the world for you to go chase. But at the end of the day, we want players to always have something that they want, that they care about to go get and to go do. And so some of those new features are the collections, which shows you everything that you have, everything you don't have. Some things are mysterious and question marks, but it tells you how to go get the things you don't have. We have triumphs, which are achievements. Those are tracking all your achievements in the game. And if you do the right achievements and you do the right block of achievements, you can get titles. On the show floor, we have Gambit,
Gambit. Brand. That was another one that got my attention too.
I mean, and Gambit is the new way to play. And Teej could talk about Gambit. I could talk about it. You want me to keep
together? You're on a roll.
All right.
He's on fire.
Man, so it's so much. So yeah, of course, we're showing Gambit here at E3.
Yeah. And which is a long line too. Yeah.
Have you played it already?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance. Okay, but we can have someone from our team to play. Yeah.
You have to play it.
Yeah.
This is a big deal for us because we've been talking about doing this. We've been wanting to do something like Gambit for a while. We wanted to take the best elements of Destiny, shooting the monsters in the face, shooting guardians in the face, giant bosses, and merging those together into a new activity that feels fresh and innovative and something that really Destiny is perfectly positioned to do. So, Gambit's on the show floor. It's playable.
Mm-hmm. We're loving it. Awesome.
The reception has been amazing, so we're really excited about.
Now, while working on this, I know there's been like feedback from the game, from the fans since the release of Destiny 2 and stuff. Do you guys got stuff from some ideas maybe or some changes you guys made based on the feedback from the gamers that, you know, good and bad since the release of the game?
We're always listening to the community, and I think this year has been a year of just listening a lot. And we had a community summit at Bungie a couple months ago where we had some of our most engaged players come out, and they saw they got to see a little bit of what we were planning to do. Mm-hmm. But the first thing we did is we sat down with them. We said, tell us what you want to see in Destiny right now. Tell us what are your issues? What are your problems? What do you want to see? Where do you want to see us take it? And then we got to talk about what we were doing, and they got really excited. And so it was an amazing experience for all of us at Bungie. And then, you know, I worked with Tej on what we kind of our feedback, like the feedback we got and our conclusions from it. But it was an amazing experience because we learned a lot, and we forged that relationship with our community that's amazing.
I know, isn't it GuardianCon coming up?
Yeah.
I think sometime.
A lot of those guys at GuardianCon.
Yeah. So are you guys, I read that you guys probably going to be there to show some of the stuff from the games too, right? So what are your plans? I don't know if Matt wants to say anything because he said you're on fire.
Relative to that though, I don't know that there's much I could say about that. You would really have to legitimately answer that question GuardianCon.
I don't know. I can start to answer that question, but plans at GuardianCon are that, well, first of all, we just want to go and we want to hang out with the community there.
Interact.
We want to interact. We want to take Gambit with us. We want to let them play it again. We want to let them play the latest version. And I know they're excited about doing it because when they came the first time, they were like, you know, please, this would be amazing. And so we want to go out there. I don't know if Tej is going to go. Maybe. I don't know if I'm going to go. But our goal is to make a presence out there because we just like hanging out with them and we want to talk to them about the game.
Cool. But, you know, the thing that I am super excited about is the story that we put together in this one. The Forsaken is, I think it's, it already is hitting people in the feels in terms of like Cade and what happened to Cade. And this is very clearly a revenge story. You're going after the people that took your friend down. You know, he's one of the most beloved characters in the franchise. Right. Mm-hmm. And so this is really important to all of us to tell a story that had a real strong emotional reaction to people. And clearly that's what's happening right now. And then, you know, the location, the setting for it is a brand new destination. It's called the Tangled Shore, and it's an area that we always all wanted to go back to, which is the reef, right? The asteroid belt. And it's this area that's always had this ton of mystery to it. And so the destination is this crazy conglomeration, asteroids smashed together and held together with grappling hooks. And so you're always kind of on the edge of space falling off. And it's this rickety, you know, location that's really unique in the Destiny universe. And that's where the story unfolds. And I think players are going to just love exploring it.
Well, we have one more question. Yeah. And Wayne, you want to go for it? Say it.
Yes. Okay. I'm a huge fan. My favorite class is the Night Stalker. And I was curious if when you guys released the Night Stalker, if like the fans were super hyped about it and if that kind of inspired the bow, the new weapon type. Because when I saw the Night Stalker, I was like, oh, I would love a bow. And I love that I can do that as my super. And now that there's an actual weapon, that's going to be my main.
Well, I mean, yeah. So the hint there was that we always kind of the fantasy of a bow we wanted to put in Destiny, and we did in the Night Stalker. And yeah. I think we realized we wanted to get it in everyone's hands, not just the Night Stalkers. Yeah. So absolutely. And the new Hunter subclass that you guys are playing on the show floor today is the one with spectral blades. The guy that just goes that disappears, and he can like he ninjas around, and he has this like giant uppercut that he can do, and he can see through walls, and like we're excited about all nine of the supers that are coming to the release. The three that were shown here today that we're also really excited about.
So what's the final release date for this?
It's September 4th.
September 4th. So yeah,
it's not too far away,
man. So and they also check it out too here at E3. Oh, one more.
I have one more thing. Yeah. I don't know if you guys noticed. First of all, the Cade 6 storyline. It caught me in the feels too. And I don't know if you guys know this, but if you go outside at the main entrance, they've set up
memorial. We heard about this last night. We saw this memorial last night, and it was really touching.
That's crazy, right? So
yeah. Touching. Insane.
So I think people are going to love this story.
Yeah. I think it's dope. All right, cool. Well, congrats. And,
thank you.
Very excited about it, man. And yeah, for more information, go to Bungie.net, right? Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.